There was a big shakeup in the entertainment industry today. Mel Karmazin resigned as president and chief operating officer of Viacom. That's the company that owns CBS, MTV, Paramount, and Simon & Schuster. Karmazin's departure did not come as a complete surprise. There have been persistent rumors that he was on the outs with Viacom chairman Sumner Redstone. Meanwhile, the company's share price has remained weak, partly because Viacom's radio division isn't doing well, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In recent weeks, there have been numerous press reports that Mel Karmazin was about to leave Viacom. Today, he finally confirmed it. He issued a statement saying he was leaving for what he called personal and professional reasons. In his place will be CBS President Les Moonves and Tom Freston, the head of MTV. In a conference call with reporters today, Viacom chairman Sumner Redstone said he couldn't be more excited about the company's new management team.
Together with the other talented management and employees at Viacom, we are, I assure you, going to take this company to new heights.
Still, the departure of Karmazin was all anyone was talking about in the entertainment business today. A Merrill Lynch analyst said Karmazin was an extremely talented operating executive, and his departure was a very significant negative for the company. Karmazin was a former radio ad salesman who rose to become president of CBS. In 1999, CBS merged with Viacom to create one of the largest media empires in the world, and Karmazin was kept at the company's helm. At the time, a lot of analysts wondered whether Karmazin would be able to work well with Viacom's billionaire chairman Sumner Redstone. Karmazin insisted there would be no problem.
We truly believe we are the 21st century media company, and there is no other company that could serve the audiences that we have, the advertisers, as well as the investors. And I personally want you to know again how much I'm going to enjoy working with Sumner and making Sumner's stock worth more than Bill Gates' stock. So that's my goal.
But Karmazin's tenure at Viacom was troubled. Media analyst Tom Wolzin of Sanford Bernstein said Karmazin had a reputation as a tough, cost-cutting manager when he came in, and a lot of people had high hopes for him.
Radio was riding high at that point, but with the recession and subsequent changes in the media business, radio has turned into sort of a mature business and put a lot of pressure on the company, on the stock, and on Karmazin.
During the first 3 months of this year, Viacom's profits were up 60%, but Wall Street was not impressed. The company's stock continues to underperform other media conglomerates. In addition, Karmazin was said to have had big differences with Redstone over strategic issues, such as whether to make more acquisitions. Redstone insisted today that the rumors of conflict were false.
Nobody asked Mel to resign. I did not ask Mel to resign, nor did any executive of Viacom. But I want to impress upon you that it was his decision and his decision alone.
Karmazin may have figured he had little to lose by leaving the company. He is entitled to a full payout if he departs before his 3-year contract is up, and Redstone suggested today he would probably honor that clause. Karmazin also doesn't have a non-compete clause, which means he is now free to go to work at another big media company. And in an interview with CNBC today, Karmazin said he was eager to entertain new offers. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.